The summer transfer window is in full swing and Manchester United fans are still waiting for a big signing to celebrate. Even Cristiano Ronaldo is getting impatient. And I'm joined by the one and only Fabrizio Romano for the latest on the Red Devils and much, much more. We're also answering your questions. Che Golasso begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Che Golasso on this Monday. Today's Che Golasso episode is presented by Gillette Clear Gel Antiperspirant. For those who don't like to sweat, the choice is clear. Gillette is your ticket to all-day freshness. Gillette, the best a man can get. Fabrizio Romano, good afternoon to you. Good morning where I am. How are you, sir?
Hey, my friend. All good, all good. Thank you. All great and ready for this transfer week that will be pretty crazy, I'm sure.
Fabrizio Romano train continues and he is here with us, of course, on Che Golasso twice a week, dose of Fabrizio Romano, and I love it. All right, so Fab, let's get straight into business. A lot going on. Let's talk about a club that's not really doing that much business right now. I presume behind closed doors they are obviously planning a lot, but right now in terms of announcement, not so much. And we were hearing about the fact that Cristiano Ronaldo perhaps is open to leaving Manchester United, depending on a few things. Can you give me the latest on this?
Yes, it's a particular situation, let me say, because it's a bit different from what's been reported from what I'm told. I want to start with Manchester United position because I think it's really important to say it on club side. The message I'm receiving is pretty clear, and is Cristiano is part of our team and will be part of our team. So Manchester United are convinced that Cristiano will stay at the club. They consider him not for sale. This is not a detail. So they want Cristiano to stay, and I think it will be pretty difficult for other English clubs, especially, to find an agreement with Manchester United. And also, Erik ten Hag would be really happy to work with Cristiano Ronaldo. So at the moment, Man United are counting on Cristiano as part of the team, and they don't see any problem. On the other side, Jorge Mendes, who is one of the biggest agents in the world, and so he's always meeting with top clubs. In these conversations that are not specifically for Cristiano Ronaldo, this is important to clarify, he's always meeting with top clubs, and he's always discussing on many players. In some of these discussions, he also mentioned Cristiano Ronaldo as one of the potential names. So it doesn't mean that Cristiano is 100% leaving Manchester United, but this could be a possibility in case there will be an important proposal. But the answer, I repeat, from Man United is no way, because we trust him, we want him to be part of the team, and Cristiano will be part of Manchester United squad next season. So this is the situation. The only club at the moment with some interest internally was Bayern. I say was because then Bayern decided to go for different targets. They will not go for Cristiano Ronaldo, as the director Razan Salihamidžić mentioned a few days ago. So Cristiano Bayern is not going to happen. And so let's see what's next. But at the moment, Man United are convinced that Cristiano will be part of their team.
All right. So this meeting with Mendes, as you said, is really just a first meetup, in essence, with somebody like Todd Bowley, who's taken over in terms of decision making for Chelsea. And plenty of names were discussed in a conversation. Ronaldo obviously happens to be part of it. It doesn't mean that they met specifically for him. I just want to make sure that I clarify that for everybody.
Yes, exactly. There are also other names and many important names with Mendes. So, and also Bowley wants to, as we are always saying here on the show, he wants to be part of this. Of this transfer market, he's taking care of the negotiations. And so it's important for him to meet with top agents like Jorge Mendes, to have the feeling of meeting with them and maybe find some good opportunity. So it was absolutely normal meeting, but was not a meeting for Cristiano Ronaldo. This is important to mention.
All right, let's stay with those two clubs for a second, Fab. Let's keep going to Manchester United then. Frankie de Jong news, what's going on there?
Yeah, so Frankie de Jong, there was a new direct contact, but let me mention that Manchester United and Barcelona are always in direct contact every single day since June, so the first day of June. So it's always been like this. And now the new verbal proposal from Manchester United, from what I'm told, is €65 million. This is the proposal. Now the two clubs are discussing, because Man United know that Barcelona always wanted at least €85 million for Frankie. So they're discussing about the potential structure of the deal to see if they can include some add-ons or not, some potential future sale percentage or not. So they're discussing about the potential details of the deal. And then there is the player side, because on player side, Frankie is on vacation, he's on holiday. He's not in a rush to leave Barcelona, so he's waiting to see what happens between the two clubs. And then it will be time for Manchester United, when they will be able to find a full agreement with Barcelona. But it seems to be the easy part. Then it will be time to discuss with Frankie de Jong and with his agents, with a huge salary and with many things to do on player side. So step by step, but they are now working again with Barca to find an agreement on the fee.
All right, let's stay with Manchester United and welcome. The choice is clear, presented by Gillette clear gel. And this is our segment. And Fabrizio Romano, the choice is clear. Is the choice clear here? Should Manchester United keep CR7?
My personal opinion, the choice is very clear, and I would never sell Cristiano Ronaldo in my life, honestly, especially in a difficult moment for my club. It's a difficult moment for Manchester United. They need leadership. They have a fantastic manager, but who is at the first experience in a top club, top English club, like Ajax, a fantastic club, of course, but the pressure you have in Manchester United is something else. And so it's an experience where he will need leaders around him. And I feel that at Manchester United, you don't have so many leaders, even in the dressing room, to control the dressing room full of very good young talents, but you need leaders. And Cristiano is a fantastic player, but he's also a leader. And he knows everything at Manchester United. He knows the dressing room, and he could help the manager. So in my opinion, they have to restart together with Cristiano Ronaldo, and they need to create some positive competition to Cristiano Ronaldo, maybe signing another striker as they want to do, signing other stars around him. And so this is why I think Man United should restart with Cristiano.
All right. Well, on the subject of leadership, we do have a question about one of their center backs at Manchester United, Harry Maguire from Arian. Is Harry Maguire part of Ten Hag's plans?
At the moment, I have nothing in different direction of Man United negotiating for Harry Maguire with any other club. So at the moment, still nothing. If it will change, we will let you know. But at the moment, Man United are not planning to sell Harry Maguire this summer.
All right. Is the choice clear for Ronaldo then, Fab? Because obviously ambition is a key thing for him, I take it.
Yes, but I think he wants to see this ambition also Manchester United side on the market, because Cristiano is a very smart guy and he knows that what the other English clubs are doing is very good, because Man City, fantastic window, Liverpool, fantastic window with Darwin Nunez, Carvalho, Ramsey, and also, let me mention Arsenal, because Arsenal are doing very good with Gabriel Jesus, who is coming, Fabio Vieira, they are now negotiating for Rafinha, Lisandro Martinez for the defense. So also Tottenham are on it. So many top clubs in England are moving. And Cristiano wants to see the same ambition on Man United side. So this is the message from Cristiano. And this is why Man United will need to be fast on the market. It's July now, so almost. So they need to be fast.
Absolutely. It's nearly July, but the choice is clear from Fabrizio Romano's perspective. CR7 should stay at Manchester United. Manchester United should do everything possible to continue with the ambition that Ronaldo wants to set for himself. And a very good point about leadership. The choice is clear, presented by Gillette Clear Gel. Let's move on to Tottenham, Fabrizio Romano. I love Tottenham fans being a little impatient here. Hi, Fab and Luis. Are Tottenham serious about signing Richarlison and Anthony Gordon from Everton?
Well, Anthony Gordon, I'm not sure it will be so easy, but for sure it's part of the conversations that Tottenham and Everton are having. Let me clarify that two clubs have a fantastic relationship. After they did the Dele Alli deal, they have very good relationship between the two boards. So this is why they're speaking of many potential things. Also, Harry Winks could be an option for Everton. So they're discussing of many players. Then let's see what will be at the end, because I know Fabio Paratici, Tottenham director since long time, and he's always working on many targets at the same moment. And so it doesn't mean that all the players he's discussing then at the end will join Tottenham. It's normal, or they would have 50 players in their team. So this is why for Paratici it's normal to try with many targets at the same moment. I'm sure that Richarlison is one of the priorities for Tottenham. So we know that they are still in the race for Rafinha, with Arsenal pushing, with Barcelona still there, but Tottenham are still in the race. But Richarlison is something serious for Tottenham. They had more than one conversation with Everton. They are preparing also a first official approach with Everton with a bid. And so Richarlison is a player that they want, and it's appreciated.
Well, and let's not forget that Tottenham, of course, already made a very good acquisition of Yves Bissouma in a position where they really, truly needed, and Champions League football coming their way. I'm sure that Richarlison could add a lot there.
Also, Ivan Perisic, I think, is a fantastic signing.
I totally forgot about Perisic too. My God. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it's
Perisic
easy to
forget. Perisic is really underrated. It's and really underrated, Perisic. But you will see.
Especially with Antonio Conte, he's going to really show it off. Yeah. And people forget that, you know, folks, some of these transfers have happened already a while ago. So we have a short memory, and we think that nothing has been done. So, you know, there's still a lot to discuss. So Tottenham fans, don't feel too disheartened just because you're looking at a lot of Arsenal views. But let's go with Chelsea very quickly here, Fabrizio Romano. We discussed Todd Bowley. He's in charge, of course, but Raheem Sterling seems to be a big objective for them. What's going on there?
Yes, he's the priority. He's the priority for Chelsea. Let me mention that as Tottenham, also Chelsea are exploring the possibility with Rafinha. So let's keep this Rafinha race open for this week, and then I think it will be resolved in the next days. But Raheem Sterling is the real priority for Chelsea. He's the priority as a winger because Matthijs de Ligt is the priority as centre-back. So these are the two players that Chelsea want this summer with Thomas Tuchel, who is really pushing with Todd Bowley to find a solution for this. Two players for Sterling. They had an opening bid. It was a verbal one with Marina, when Marina was still in charge at Chelsea, as a possibility for €25 million plus add-ons. But Man City said absolutely no. But at the same point, now they are restarting conversations with Todd Bowley in charge of transfers. At Chelsea, they are having new conversations with Man City and they are preparing a new bid. They already discussed personal terms with Raheem Sterling, so he's the priority now for Chelsea, and let's see, it could be an important week for this deal. And then Matthijs de Ligt, because Juventus will make an important price for the league. It's not going to be an easy one for Chelsea, but I'm sure that they will try and try in the coming days because de Ligt is a priority for Thomas Tuchel.
All right. Well, that is it. We're going to continue, of course, but first let me give you this little read here. The soccer calendar knows no breaks, so it's always all systems go here on Qué Golazo. Staying on top of the global game is an all-day gig, and then there's the added stress of being a helplessly loyal fan who obsesses over every minor detail concerning my club. Throwing on top of that the studio lights, the public speaking, the breaking news, it's a recipe for perspiration. Nuh-uh, not for yours truly. Fortunately for me, sweat and bad odors are two things I never have to worry about, thanks to the long-lasting power of Gillette Clear Gel Antiperspirant. I can get on with my day, which mainly involves staying on top of the latest Aston Villa news and telling myself it's strictly for work purposes without breaking a sweat. Gillette Clear Antiperspirant goes on without an anti-white mark formula and protects your nostrils from those nasty under-armpit smells while giving you 72-hour sweat protection. If you want all-day freshness, the choice is clear. Gillette Clear Gel Antiperspirant is a tap-in. Get your Gillette Clear Gel Antiperspirant at a store near you. All right, let's move on here. Fabrizio Romano, let's talk about Arsenal. Gabriel Jesus on his way. I think this fits like a glove, by the way. Lexan, thank you so much for your question. Fab, Dutch press reports the new bid by Arsenal for Lisandro Martinez has been made for €40 million. Any news? We discussed Lisandro Martinez on Friday in this very show. From Fabrizio Romano, Gabriel Jesus is on his way. What's going on with Lisandro Martinez?
Yes, I'm still waiting for the confirmation on the new bid, but Arsenal wanted to make the new bid, so for sure he's a player they want. They were having new direct contacts with his agents, so they're working on Lisandro Martinez since long time, and he's a priority for Arsenal on the market, especially after Gabriel Jesus. So negotiations are going. Let me mention that also Manchester United had contacts with his agent, so let's see what happens. But as of now, Arsenal are really pushing for Lisandro. He's a player they consider perfect because he could be a centre-back. He can play also as number six. He's a player that could be really interesting for Mikel Arteta ideas. And so negotiations ongoing. I'm told that Ajax price tag was around €50 million for Martinez and €50 million for Jordan Timber. So they are not going to sell both of them 100%. But for sure, the situation with the centre-back is €50 million price tag. And let's see if Arsenal will be able to reach a full agreement.
All right, let's say with Arsenal, though, because Rafinha remains an interest. Personal terms have been set with Barcelona per you, but of course, there's still other competition from everywhere else. What's going on with the Brazilian winger?
Arsenal will have a meeting with Leeds this week. Let's see when it will take place, but they will have a direct meeting, Leeds and Arsenal, to discuss again about Rafinha. I say again because the opening bid was rejected by Leeds, but they are on it. Leeds want £65 million, and they are strong in their position now because they already sold Calvin Phillips to Man City. This is another important one that we mentioned. It's a done deal for Calvin Phillips to Manchester City. It will be completed this week and announced this week, but it's done. And so for Rafinha, let's keep everything open with Arsenal working on it, with Barcelona agreed personal terms last February, but still no fresh bid from Barca. So let's see what happens also with Ousmane Dembélé. We know that Barcelona, everything is a domino internally at Barca. And then for Rafinha, I think it's a really important week to understand if Arsenal will try to complete this negotiation, if other clubs will try to jump into it. So important week for Rafinha. And then Gabriel Jesus will have his medical this week as new Arsenal player. He's a done deal, £45 million. And in my personal opinion, a very smart and good deal for Arsenal, a very good striker who needs to be the star of the team. And with Arsenal, he will have this possibility.
Only 25 years old, Fabrizio Romano. It's easy to forget that he's only 25. The second highest scoring Brazilian in the Premier League after Roberto Firmino. And unbelievable. It's a great, great pick. And Arteta knows him, of course, from their Man City days as well. Hey, one more question about Arsenal, by the way. 21-year-old defender William Saliba obviously was doing well in Liga for OM. What's going on there? Are they going to keep him? Are they going to, you know, take him out on loan? What's going on? Because he's very wanted.
The answer I'm receiving is that, first of all, no way for loan deal, loan with buy option, loan with buy obligation. Some of the rappers we had from Italy are completely out, wide of mark, they say, from Arsenal. They want to keep the player. They count on Saliba as part of the team for next season. So I see Saliba staying at Arsenal. The situation could only change in case of crazy bid. They had to receive a crazy bid to say, okay, let's negotiate for Saliba. If not, Saliba will stay in the team and they will negotiate a new deal with William Saliba because he's out of contract in 2 years and so they want to make sure that they have no problem. But Arteta is a big fan of Saliba, so I'm sure that they will try to keep him at the club and they want to keep him at the club.
This is another packed episode and we're going to continue with Fabrizio Romano, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have some Real Madrid news. Yes, some Villa news. Perhaps, we don't know, but we do have a question about that, of course, and other clubs. And we'll have a quick fire round with Fabrizio because he's so good at this. I ask him a question, he just answers it. Then I go with another one. He answers it again. We're ready to go. We're going to take a break. Que golazo, Fabrizio Romano on this Monday. We will be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Que Golazo. Fabrizio Romano in the house. Fab, we have a good question about Real Madrid's Marco Asensio. You mentioned last week, Real Madrid have to focus on the outgoings first before anything else. Oscar, thank you for your question. Marco Asensio to AC Milan, English teams interested? What's going on?
AC Milan are really interested, more than other clubs. AC Milan want him. Paolo Maldini's big fan of Asensio. They already had some contacts with his agents. The real point is the price tag, because Real Madrid want around 45 million euros, even more than this probably. So this is why it's not an easy negotiation for Marco Asensio, and AC Milan want to spend way less than this for Asensio. Also, Hakim Ziyech is a name that they have in the list. Asensio and Ziyech, two players, really appreciated by AC Milan, but for sure Real Madrid would be open to discuss for Asensio in case they will receive a good proposal. So Asensio is a name that we have to monitor until the end of the transfer window because, as I mentioned last time, Real Madrid are focusing on the outgoings. And so Asensio, Luka Jovic, and other players.
Hey, still planning the offer, Marco Asensio, by the way, huh? 26 years old. He's represented Spain nearly 30 times. A very good player. So we'll see what happens there. It can be an episode on a Monday with Fabrizio Romano and LME without an Aston Villa question. And I know that, you know, you discussed last week that there's a search, obviously, for a backup for Lucas Digne, of course. But, you know, there's other questions as well, including somebody that I'm a big fan of. I really don't think it's going to happen, Villa fan. But let's just shoot our shot and see what Fabrizio says. Hey, Jose Victor Barros de Lima, who's going to be the next bombazo from Aston Villa? Who's going to be their attack improvement? I'm hearing a lot about Conor Gallagher, Fabrizio Romano. Is there a chance that Chelsea is open for it? Because obviously he did well at Crystal Palace, a young player, etc. What's going on?
Great player, but I'm told that Steven Gerrard loves him. Steven Gerrard really loves him and rates him highly, but he's not the only one because also Thomas Tuchel wants to see this
player. Yeah, join the list, right?
Yeah. Yes. So I think that he will stay with Chelsea during the preseason. They will decide together with the player what's the best solution, even looking at the market, what happens with many players at Chelsea. But I'm sure that Thomas Tuchel wants to keep an eye on this boy and same for Armando Broja before accepting any proposal. So
you would think that, though. With the Steven Gerrard influence, right? What he's done with Bubba Kamara, Felipe Coutinho, you would think that maybe one simple call or visit from Steven Gerrard, and you never know, right? You never know.
Who knows? It would be not so bad to have Vieira and Gerrard as managers in 2 years for him, for a midfielder. Not a bad idea.
That's a pretty good resume.
But at the same point, let me say that Tuchel, I think he wants to see this boy and work with this boy. So we will see during the preseason.
Right. So he'll assess him what's going on in the preseason, and then they'll take over from that situation. All right. Well, we have some Leeds questions as well. By the way, they're doing a lot of outgoings, but they have brought in Roca as well. And, you know, Brendan Aaronson as well, who was part of the Philadelphia Union crowd yesterday as they tied with NYCFC. That was fun to watch. But we do have any Leeds news, says the Drunk Pigeons. I like that name, the Drunk Pigeons.
No, one name I would keep an eye on is Charles de Ketelaere, this great talent from Bruges, because AC Milan are on him.
The striker.
Since a long time. Yes.
He's very good.
Yes, he can play many positions behind the striker, also many positions, and so he's a very interesting player. Mm. And I'm told that he's very high in the list for Leeds, so they're waiting for first to find an agreement for Rafinha, but the Ketelaere is one of the players that they want.
All right. Well, there's other questions as well about Mohamed Kamara, Cody Gakpo, anything.
Gakpo is a possibility. Gakpo is a possibility. It's one of the names that they have in the list. I'm told he's not top of the list at the moment for Leeds, but it's one of the names, one of the possibilities. But now for them, as they always do, they want to find a solution for Rafinha, and they will jump into new signings. But both Gakpo and De Ketelaer are in the list.
100%. Something that is happening, though, is Newcastle United welcoming Steve Botman. Is that right?
Yes. Today he's in England to undergo the medical test, to sign the contract, 5 years till 2027. Top signing, let me say, top signing for Newcastle. Fantastic player. He's a player for top European clubs. That's why AC Milan wanted him. But Newcastle has been perfect in the strategy. It was a really difficult negotiation. Really difficult, but they did it.
All right. Well, we have a question about Kubo here. Fab, any news on Takefusa Kubo? Where will he go on loan again?
Real Sociedad are interested. Real Sociedad are interested, and they're doing very good on the market. So Kubo could be one of the options for them. They're tracking many players. Let's see what happens with Rafinha, the Rafinha from Paris Saint-Germain in this case, who was already at Real Sociedad on loan last season and could still be an opportunity in case they want to confirm him. And also for other positions they are working, they signed Ali Cho, who is a fantastic talent from Angers. And so I'm sure that they will continue with Kubo, one of the players in the list.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up here with Fab by doing something fun, which we do anyway, but we haven't officially titled it. Let's do the quick fire round, Fabrizio Romano. I'm just going to give you some questions. You just answer it, and we don't have to go too deep into it. Just give the people what they want, which is what Fabrizio Romano, LME, and Keo Lasso do every single week. All right. Do teams value having an American on their team to gain some of the American market, John Johnson? So I believe your question is, how much do these clubs value American players regarding also the U.S. market, specifically, you know, how it's so growing in this country?
Yes. They value this kind of factor, 100%. And they also value the factor that these players are so professional, American players. And this is something that in Europe is not so easy to find now with young talents. So this is something that is really appreciated. So these are two factors that are playing an important role for American football, also here in Europe when they're signing new players.
All right. You mentioned Ousmane Dembélé. It's a big week for him. Latest news about Ousmane Dembélé and his agent, which is Moussa Sissoko.
Meetings with Barcelona in these days, today, tomorrow, to decide the future of Ousmane Dembélé. We will see, guys. It's a crazy saga, seems long time. One day it seems Dembélé is saying, one day it seems Dembélé is already going elsewhere. What I can tell you is that Dembélé has signed no contract with any other club. So the feeling of Dembélé already signed with any other club around Europe is not true and has never been true. He spoke with many clubs, his agents, but it's still an open situation.
So that guy, when he was asking him in the car, he gave him the right answer that there was never been anybody else. It's just Barcelona.
This is not completely true, but he spoke with other clubs, but it's normal. When you are out of contract, it's normal.
One thing that is true is that it's a big week for Dembélé. All right, Rafa Cardenas. Hey, Fabrizio, is Luis Suarez going to join River Plate? Can he play in the Copa Libertadores?
Look, yesterday night I received 1 million messages from River Plate fans, and I really hope for them that Luis Suarez will join River Plate, because it would be fantastic to see Luis Suarez with...
Poor Fabrizio! I'm sure River Plate fans were all over it.
But yes, the answer I received, honestly, from River Plate sources is, we are still waiting for Luis to answer. So they hope. They hope, as River Plate fans do. They are just waiting and hope. But at the moment, still waiting for the green light from Luis Suarez.
So the offer was there, though, Fab. River Plate won it.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Anything on Atletico Madrid? Simeone looks to reclaim that title again.
Axel Witsel will be the next signing. They're working on the contract side to get it signed as soon as possible. 1 year deal. And then we will see for many other things. But as all the Spanish club, apart of Real Madrid, they need to sell some player, they need to resolve some situation, and then they will jump into new signings.
All right. Anything else there, Des Norris? Any other questions? Well, I did. Oh, here we go. Renato to PSG news.
They will negotiate this week, but for Renato, for Vigna, for Skriniar, for many of the targets of Paris Saint-Germain, the first step is to appoint Christophe Galtier as new manager, and then they will proceed with all these negotiations. So Vigna is almost done on a verbal agreement with Porto since a long time. Renato is a negotiation with Lille, but AC Milan are still fighting for Renato Sanchez. So it's AC Milan and PSG on the same player. And for Skriniar, there will be a negotiation this week, with Inter to find an agreement.
So you do have update on Christophe Galtier, correct?
Yes.
Galtier, he's on his way.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you something before we say goodbye to you, Fabrizio Romano. This weekend was met with excitement over here, especially in MLS, especially in LA, especially with LAFC, as Gareth Bale chose Wales, golf, Hollywood, baby, as he's moving to LAFC as a free agent. He's not a designated player. That's incredible. Neither is Carlos Vela. He resigned as a DP as well, so they have a DP. But do you have any information on why Bale made this specific decision? Obviously, money is one of it, but, you know, in terms of getting the action going ahead of the World Cup, why did Bale go to LAFC?
Because he was really tired of some of the criticism in European football, so he wanted to feel loved in a new country, loved in a new kind of football, and not criticized on every single game he's having here in European football. It's true that he received many approaches from clubs here in Europe, but he wanted to try something different. And I'm happy for Gareth Bale to make the decision, because he's still 32, so he's still super young. He can make the difference in MLS. He can try something new and find his new, but also something fresh around himself, around the atmosphere. You know, when he goes with Wales, he's fantastic. And then when he's playing with the club, he's having many problems. So I think he needed something new, something different. And I think it's the perfect chapter for him, honestly.
Yeah, I've talked to many players in MLS that come into the league, and almost all of them give that as a major reason, or if not the number one reason. They just want a different environment that's not as toxic as either South America and Mexico or Europe. We do have a few other questions about Scamacca, by the way. Just one more before we finish off. What do you have here, Des Norris? Who's asking about it? Benny, what about Scamacca? He has a big potential.
Want to watch till the end of the market, because Sassuolo want 45, 50 million euros to sell him. At the moment, the only club in advanced negotiation with the player side is Paris Saint-Germain, because he was one of the options for Arsenal, but they signed Gabriel Jesus. He was the priority. And so Paris Saint-Germain are considering him as a potential option, but only in case they will sell some player. And so let's see what happens with Icardi. So, you know, I think it's going to take some time before we know more about Gianluca Scamacca, but I agree, very good potential.
Very, very good potential. Some great questions, everybody, today. Great stuff to start the day. And Fabrizio Romano never stops. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, Instagram, and, of course, TikTok and CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app every week. He has some great content as well for us when you go and check out the website. Fab, before we say goodbye, anything that we haven't touched on that you're working on, looking at, keeping your eye on?
Yes, the new contract of Vinicius, I'm working on it to understand the timing, but it's done. I wanted to mention for Real Madrid fans, it will be till June 2027, one more year than expected, because Florentino Perez jumped into the negotiation and wanted with the agents of the player to extend for one more season, because it's really important for Real Madrid to have Vinicius as part of the future project. And so everything will be signed very soon. I'm just working on the timing of the announcement. It will be, of course, in July, but Vinicius will sign a new deal with Real Madrid.
Are you sure, Fab? Because he was having a good time in Miami. I don't think he wants to leave Miami now.
You're right, man. No. He's staying in Madrid. Don't worry, Real Madrid fans.
I love it. Fabrizio Romano, thank you so much, brother. Make sure to follow him on all the social networks, as I mentioned, CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app. Always a pleasure. Fab, as I said, with us twice a week as well during the summer, and plenty more to come. Fab, have a fantastic week. Stay healthy. Make sure you eat your food, drink your water, drink your coffee. We need you energized, buddy, because you're getting more and more questions, specifically from River Plate fans.
Thank you. And see you later in the week here on Kegolazo. Thank you, guys. And I will keep you posted.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, KegolazoPod, YouTube.com/Kegolazo. We're closing in on 14,000 subscribers. The love for this channel is growing and growing. Thank you so much. On behalf of myself, Fab Romano, of course, Jonathan Johnson, Michael Lahou, James Bench, and our entire team, thank you so much. Des Norris, of course, who's behind the scenes. We will see you next time. Have a great week. But we got more to come from QG. Till then, bye-bye.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.